Welcome to Ask the Experts. I'm Mike Neighbors, sitting in the expert's chair as he does every second Thursday to share with us his vast knowledge of renovating and contracting. He is the I like the honest contractor.
I like that, too.
The honest contractor. It's Bobby Asaduri, and it's time for Just Ask Bob. And if you have a question, a concern, something you want to do at your house, something you're thinking of doing, something that you desperately need to do because there's a problem, and you want to get just some base knowledge, some ideas of where to go, where to turn, you can Just Ask Bob right now. 905-645-3200. Pound 820 on the Bell Mobility to get through and ask Bob a question, make a comment, a concern, whatever you have for Bobby Asadurian of Triple R, Inc.
How are you today, Mike?
The last couple of weeks have been pretty good for you.
Excellent. How was family day for you? I hope you had Monday off.
You know what? We had Monday off, and I spent it with my family, and
good
it was wonderful.
You. Good for
Did
you.
Did you actually take a Monday
yes,
off? Good
yes.
for you.
The whole crew abandoned me, so I had no choice. Everybody else stayed home. It's that holiday, so I had to pay for it. I remember it. So I stayed home with the family as well.
Let's just revisit for a second, because on Hamilton Noon, of course, we had this story.
I caught a little bit about that.
We had the story about the backwater valves, and I brought up the fact, something you had brought up on a couple of editions of Just Ask Bob, but how important it is that people realize that you can buy backwater valves in stores in Hamilton that aren't covered under this program. That the
Correct.
City of Hamilton has only one kind of valve that they will actually
As far as I understand, and their website's very clear. If anybody wants to go onto the city's website, the Mainline is the brand, Mainline Backflow Valve Preventer. That is the only one authorized, the only one approved, building code. And, of course, it's the one and only that's going to get you up to $2,000 paid for. Now, there's a lot of, loophole circumstances or whatnot, but easily at the Wastewater Management Center, I believe it's just off of Wentworth Street in Hamilton.
Right.
Anybody can go there. They're very nice people. I've been there once or twice picking up applications for my own customers. You fill out the application. From what I understand, I mean, one item is you're required to have had a sewer backup that was registered or declared to the city during, I believe, on one or two of the storms that we had last summer.
Right.
And, of course, some other qualifications that insurance didn't cover it. And, you know, there's a possibility the city may cover up to $2,000.
Now, as a contractor, as the honest contractor, I mean, are these a solution? Is this a Band-Aid kind of solution? Or is this a real solution to
this
the problem?
This is a real solution. However, again, back to honesty and what I tell all my customers, not just verbally but in writing, this is not 100% guarantee.
Okay.
Now, when my company installs this or affiliates the installation, we're very careful to note that it is the next best thing to having 100% guarantee.
Okay.
I mean, something can go wrong. It's a mechanical component. Homeowners are educated. I show them myself personally how to inspect it and clean it once or twice a year. Make sure you wear gloves. You know, that is sewage that's going through there.
Yeah.
You know, inspect it, look at it. I'd like to say high 90s, up to 90% chance this is going to work. Nothing. Nothing's 100%.
Sure.
Now, there's other contractors there, especially sewer plumbing contractors, that'll swear by it and say it's 100%. But you don't tell that to a homeowner.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to be realistic about it, but you got to think about it now. The biggest problem in Hamilton, and I've seen this, this is going to be a mess this spring, summer. I mean, with climate change, nothing's going to get better. I assume we're going to have worse weather.
Yeah.
We're going to have more backups. But here's the problem now. You've got people who only had one chance of coverage through insurance, many that didn't have a chance, many that made two claims in the past that this is it for them. Yeah. So tens of thousands of dollars have been spent, basements remodeled. I would say 6 out of every 10 jobs done in the basement, the mainline backflow valve sewage preventer was not installed.
Right.
Now, whether the people just didn't have enough money to pay additional, whether it wasn't covered by the insurer, it's not installed. Now, what's going to happen? These basements are gorgeous. They've been remodeled. They're beautiful.
Yeah, all new stuff.
It's going to be ruined.
Yeah.
And these people may not have coverage this time. So, I mean, once, twice, hit or miss with your insurance company, you live in that low-lying area or that East Hamilton area, that's it. You're cut off because insurance is for an unforeseen emergency, something that's unexpected, unforeseen. Well, I mean, you've got a case history, backup after backup after backup.
Yeah.
The insurance simply states, hey, move, do something. You know, you're living in it. It's not unexpected. It is actually expected. So we're not going to cover the expected.
You could
get
just
the backflow valve installed if you've done anything in your basement.
You could just ask Bob. 905-645-3200, pound 820 on the Bell Mobility. Last time you were in, we were talking about the book, and things have been going well. And
actually, onto the book, we've got another book signing.
Another book signing coming up.
They're never ending. This Saturday, Ancaster Chapters between 1 to 4 p.m.
Okay.
Come see me. You don't have to buy the book. Pick my mind. Pick my brain. Ask me questions. Show up. I'm getting tired of just having my poor mom and my wife there. So let's get the people rolling in.
You want to ask some questions? You want to ask? The book is about finding a good contractor. It's not about how to renovate. It's not about how to fix your own floor. It's about finding the right person to do the job. When it comes time to that, the advice for finding, I mean, word of mouth, somebody who you know knows somebody who did a good job, does that tend to be the...
It's important. See, there's so many important factors. I keep naming each one as the most important, but I mean, they all matter. But to give you an idea, you've got to slow down. I mean, before you even start with finding a contractor, home improvement, people confuse it. It's more organic. It's not a retail transaction. It's not going to the store and buying a chocolate bar, but people treat it that way. Slow down. Take your time again. You've got to really, really evaluate the contractors. Before all the paperwork, all the insurance certificates, references, and all of that, I'd say really step back a moment. Use your instinct. I mean, let's go back to caveman time here. I love to tell this little story. Caveman didn't have a lot of brain. He had instinct. Yeah. He knew when to run. He knew when he got that vibe. Right off the bat, when meeting your contractor initially, from the moment he rings the doorbell, you know, let him make his presentation. Of course, there's paperwork and whatnot. But initially, what is your gut feeling about him?
Yeah.
If your gut feeling's telling you something's wrong, you know, you don't get a good vibe, forget it. Don't verify his references. Don't check him out any further. Throw it all in the trash. Check out the next one. I mean, the paperwork might all be on the level, but you've got to get along with him. There could be personality issues, conflicts. Forget about, you know, the science of it for a moment. Go back to caveman time. Like, again, caveman you in the run. Use your instinct and run.
All right. We're going back to caveman times. We've got the contractor that you can ask the questions of. 905-645-3200. #820 on the Bell Mobility. This is Just Ask Bob with Bobby Asadurian. And Hilda has a question for us today to get things rolling here, Bob. Hilda, how are you? And welcome to the show.
I'm fine, Mike. How are you?
Excellent. What would you like to ask my friend Bob?
Okay, Bob, we are going to be putting laminate flooring on our floors.
Okay.
But we're going to be putting it on stairs as well to cover up what's there because the stairs are in bad shape. We don't want to put brand new stairs in, okay?
Okay.
How do we, when you come over the top, how do you make it not show that... That cutoff mark.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it gets tricky. You'll need some type of nosing there. But first, I want to caution you. Again, this is a slippery product for the stairs. But again, no more, no less slippery than having real hardwood. So, I mean, you know, be careful with that way, especially if there's elderly people or children. It has to be trimmed very neatly. I mean, the issue is going to be definitely at the nosing. Mm-hmm. Now, laminate, again, check with the manufacturer, check with the store. They'll obviously, if they stock it, they'll also stock the nosing. Myself, though, I mean, I tend to shy away from laminate because, now, are you looking at engineered laminate? Or just the run-of-the-mill, low-end laminate? Because there's two ways. There's laminate and there's engineered laminate.
Just the run-of-the-mill.
Okay. Well, no, I mean, if I give you an opinion, again, just a suggestion, you know, feel out the difference in cost. But if there's one way you can sort of one-shot weight explaining the regular run-of-the-mill laminate, the really affordable stuff, is it's almost just it's a fake wood product with a photograph of wood on it. Almost think of it that way. And the stuff can chip off easily. Doesn't really take a lot of abuse. The next level with it is engineered laminate, which does actually have, you know, real wood products in it. Some of the better stuff can even be, you know, every decade or so, sand it down, you know, refinish with some Varathane. But no, definitely what's going to make or break the job is going to be the nosing, the trims, the transitions. And it's really important, though, whatever manufacturer sells it, they're also going to sell the nosing pieces and the trims. So you make sure you don't sort of, you know, you don't mix it up and buy different brands. Ends of it. It all has to line up correctly.
Right. Yep. Okay.
You know, Hilda, I gotta jump in here. This is like I'm gonna jump in now because I put laminate on my stairs and it was the worst thing I ever did.
Oh, you weren't happy with it? Yeah.
As Bobby said, first of all, it's exceptionally slippery.
It's very. I think probably even more than real hardwood.
Absolutely. And so getting people up and down those stairs, it's very slippery underfoot. So you have to keep at least keep that in mind. The second part was I had a huge problem with nosings and trying to match up the actual height.
The height issue.
Because what happened was the nosings I ended up putting on create a bump. And
well,
so
no,
when you run up and down the stairs,
it's true.
The middle of your bottom of your foot hammers on these little bumps on your stairs.
Now, I'm not sure if there's a way to get out of the height issue because the nosing has to obviously cap the end. unless there's a way to put... No, but the nosing's always taller. It's interesting.
It was...
It's called using a router and routing out underneath of it.
That might, you know...
Well, yeah, getting it to fit in, getting it to slip in.
Yeah. Hilda, I wish you the best of luck with it. I was warned not...
Just take your time, though.
I was warned not to do it. I went ahead and did it, and I haven't been happy with it. And you know, and it's a difficult decision because you're trying to figure out what... I don't want just a hunk of carpeting. I've got ceramic tile at the top.
Exactly.
I've got laminate at the bottom. How do I join that with a set of stairs, and what do I put on those stairs? It's not an easy decision.
Well, Hilda,
one
important question, if I can ask you, and I'm sorry I didn't ask earlier. Is this a DIY project, do-it-yourself, or are you having a contractor? Or you're selling it yourself, right?
Yes.
Oh, no, and again, I encourage that all the time. It's too bad the home rental tax credit's out, but keep your receipts. The credit may come back.
Well, we've already bought the stuff.
Oh, perfect.
And you'd bought it before February 1st.
I'll accept the bull nosing.
Oh, okay. Perfect. So at least some of it or what you've bought so far you can equate towards the towards the tax credit. But since you are doing it yourself, here's the important part. Don't just go to the first store, find it, and buy it. Go to several stores. Sometimes I even say if it's one big box store, go 2 different days of the week and talk to 2 different reps. I mean, it might be night and day, the answers they give you. You know, check out several stores, several nosings, several ideas, several products. As long as you really, really take your time, I'm very certain you're going to have a successful installation and the product will last for a long time. But take your time. There's no need to rush it at all.
Okay.
Hilda, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you for calling.
Good luck with your laminate on the stairs there. I rushed through the project. I didn't.
Oh, come on. You rushed.
I did, and I didn't investigate, and I didn't, and I was kind of going, oh, this will answer the problem, blah, blah, blah.
You'll take a few days away from the radio station.
Oh, my goodness, Bobby. It was a disaster.
I mean, rushing, whether you're doing it yourself or whether you're hiring especially.
Yeah.
Rushing it is, that's not going to lead to a good job. That's probably the one thing you've got to slow down on.
This is Just Ask Bob, 905-645-3200, #820 on the Bell Mobility. Bobby, happy to answer any of your questions. Have you had a problem with a contractor in the past that you'd like to highlight? Is there a project you're getting ready to do? You want some advice on that? Bobby's the man. Just Ask Bob. We'll continue right after this quick break. Talk 820 time is 1242. Well, this is Just Ask Bob, experts on call, Talk 820. My name is Mike Neighbors with Bobby Asadori, and go to his website, RRRinc.ca. You can check out all of the fine information, find out how you can get a hold of Bob yourself. He will accept your email questions, email@RRRinc.ca. And I know, Bob, we get off the air and we sometimes wonder, people don't want to call in, but they have questions.
Oh,
they just don't want to come on.
I can take them all at the office.
I don't know if I should call, but they send you emails
afterwards. You're shy, if for some reason you can't pick up the phone and call when we're on air, I encourage you. And again, you'll see, I answer and I respond to all emails, all phone calls. Easiest thing is right through the website, RRRinc.ca, or simply shoot me a phone call. 289-649-0196.
Give us something you picked up from the office.
Well, yes,
emails.
We've had a few questions come in. Dear Bob, I'm having icicles. This was interesting. Hanging from my rooftop's edge. After a snowfall, Bob, I realized that the snow melts off my roof while it still remains on my neighbor's roofs. Do I need more roof fence? John in Oakville. Well, John, very, very good question, especially considering the time of year. It's not just a matter of roof vents. Many, many items come into play and have to all work together. Roof vents, soffit and gable vents, attic insulation, vapor barrier, ice and water shield. All of these components must work together. Let me give you a perfect example now. I love how you stated in your question that, the snow seems to melt off your roof quicker than your neighbor's. Heat loss. Very simple.
Right.
It's heat loss. If you climb in your attic, if it's 20 below zero outside and you climb in your attic, the second from a closet or somewhere in the hallway upstairs, when you pop that attic hatch open, you climb in, it should be within a degree or two difference, ice cold in the attic. The moment you get in there, if you notice it's warm, you've got a big problem. You see, the attic should be nearly the same temperature as the outside. Now, the snow on your roof stays frozen, including the top layer of snow and the bottom layer. You're not going to have this constant thaw-freeze effect. Now, what's happening if your roof is melting quicker, actually, if you notice in the winter, light dusting of snow on the roads, you notice where the sewer grates are. Right around the sewer grates, you see shiny metal. I mean, the snow doesn't last because, you get the heat coming up through the sewer system. Now, the heat's escaping through... Again, whether it's a bungalow or two-story, it doesn't matter. Heat's getting out of the home, into the attic, and you're wasting your money heating the home. You don't want the heat up there. I mean, you know, something will get through eventually, but you want the heat staying in the living area. So it's getting through the attic too quickly. Yep. It's melting the snow. You know, more snow comes, and then it can only melt the under layer, and you're getting these icicles. Now, to address this, there's a lot of things you have to look into. Make sure your attic is by minimum R40. If it's not, again, go to the big box stores. They'll help educate you. Send me an email if you want some information. You can have bats put in. You can have blown in put in. There's ups and downs for both, pros and cons. The other thing is, two-part, the other thing is attic ventilation. You must have air getting in under the soffits or through the gable vents, and then obviously exhaling out the roof vents. Now, typically, at least four vents you should have, minimum, maybe more than four, depending on the size of the roof. Big, big problem. Old Hamilton homes, if your soffits around your home are solid wood, hopefully if you ever hired a contractor to come do aluminum soffits, he's going to punch big holes through the wood or rip out the wood to put in the ventilated right. aluminum. Too many contractors I've seen, they'll go right around the home and put ventilated aluminum soffit.
But on top of the wood.
On top of the wood. You're not getting anywhere. It looks pretty. It looks beautiful. It is absolutely pathetic,
yeah.
though. So, I mean, again, there's a lot to take into consideration.
So that's why, you know, I never even understood why all those, the soffit was ventilated. I had holes punched
Cross
in it.
Cross flow.
You need
the air to come in.
Getting up underneath the attic.
Now, that's extremely important in the summer. Extremely
yeah.
important. Your attic space will become a pressure cooker. So if you don't have proper ventilation, both intake, inhaling, and exhaling out the roof vents and the gable vents, in the summertime, I mean, you could fry an egg in that attic.
Yeah.
It's going to heat and warp the roof deck, curl the shingles, cause nothing but even mold okay. eventually.
With regard to icicles, another problem with icicles would be eaves troughs with leaks in the...
Well, yes, that's where I also mentioned, I believe, in my answer, ice and water shield.
Okay.
Now, if
you don't have it...
I've
got some of those. I've got some icicles that hang from the end of the eaves trough because there's a drip, there's a leak. How do I attack that problem?
Well, again, that becomes, you don't see some icicles, I mean, a small amount is normal, but if they're really heavy, I mean, one, it's a safety issue.
Right.
Two, if you have too many, again, you have to trace back your steps, climb in the attic. If you noticed in the attic is unusually warm, you probably don't have enough insulation.
Okay.
Once the insulation's put into place, you shouldn't have the issues of the icicles. But the eaves troughs themselves, because they're over the cold zone, they will freeze up. Now, underneath your shingles, again, we've talked about building code and whatnot. If you don't have the minimum tar paper, is ridiculous. Mind you, 9 out of 10 homes don't even have it. Builders found a way out of getting out of tar paper as well because they're building the roof pitch. And they're making it a little more steep. So the building code gets very loopy about that. If you're a certain pitch, they assume the rain will get off quicker. So they've even removed tar paper from the building. You must, I don't care what the code says, you must have ice and water shield because you've got a picture now. Eaves troughs, downspouts are frozen. So water will freeze in the eaves trough. You know, you get that thaw, that melt, that
yeah.
refreezing cycle. That ice will creep under the shingle and up the roof deck.
Okay.
If there's ice and water shield, a 3-foot band, it's not going to be an issue.
Yeah.
If there's not, if you've got old wood boards, a deck roof, or even the new OSB or plywood, the water will creep and get in. It'll get into the attic. It'll ruin the insulation. And eventually, you know, keep an eye on all your main floor areas or the second floor. If it's a 2-story home, you're going to see that water staining that I've seen all over the city, all over all the cities where, you know, the water's getting in.
Okay. 905-645-3200, #820 if you want to ask Bob a question. 905-645-3200, #820 on the Bell Mobility. This is Just Ask Bob on Talk 820. Just before, we got to talk a little bit about your TV experiences,
yes.
Places where people can see you. But I wanted to just sort of touch base with regard to windows. I don't know about you. I get a lot of phone calls from companies wanting to replace my windows.
Correct.
And what crossed my mind was, what the first signs that maybe it's time that you started thinking about, you know, about maybe tackling a project like that? What are the signs that your windows are not up to?
Let's start with the oldest types of windows. Many, many customers will call, you know, or send an email. They want me to do painting for them. Again, I don't know what type of painting it is. I go down, I visit them, and they've got 60, 70-year-old windows
right.
that still have the big, heavy metal weights in the sides with the rope
yeah.
that pulls them up.
Or those old-fashioned sliders,
exactly.
those 70 sliders.
I mean, they're happy with them. Maybe the budget doesn't fit.
Sure.
But I'm always honest with people.
Okay.
I mean, when people ask me what the secret to success, class, I tell them it's by turning down more work than I take on.
Right.
It's that honest.
Yeah.
Now, I tell them I don't usually like painting any exterior components. For the last 20-plus years, with the aluminum being out, vinyl-clad windows, there's no point. Now, I tell them it is time-consuming to paint these windows, and no matter what I do to them, I can make a masterpiece out of them. They're still going to be old windows.
Yeah.
No argon gas. They don't seal well their wood. Just doesn't make any sense. Also, if the window's a slider, scary a thought, but I mean, even new home builders right now, a lot of new homes are coming with sliders, and I don't just mean the basement. Every
right.
window in the home,
right.
I've seen new builders doing
yeah.
it. It's a disgrace. I mean, a slider typically goes in a basement.
Yeah.
Even a basement, you can put a better one in. But I mean, to see the whole home with sliders, the least quality window, does the poorest job of sealing properly.
Yeah.
As far as a good window, a crankout.
Okay.
A crankout window, as you're shutting it, because of that compression effect, the way it cranks.
You can feel it.
You can feel it.
Yeah.
That is the best window to get. I also love the double hung windows, the new ones,
okay.
because there's a clip, so the window actually tilts in. You can Windex the outside from tilting it into the inside. But the technology is incredible now.
Yeah.
If you've got any type of window over 10 or 15 years old, you should really, really consider an energy audit first.
Okay.
Get the energy audit first. Quotes for the window second. If you do it the wrong way, you're not going to get the money back from the government.
Okay.
$5,000 provincially, $5,000 federally, up to $10,000 back for qualifying green home improvements.
Yeah.
It all starts with the audit. Call or email my office. I'll set you up with the audit.
That is RRRinc.ca. That's the website. Email at RRRinc.ca if you want to send Bob an email. Just ask Bob, not just a radio feature, but also a TV feature. Tell us about
Correct.
Cable 14.
Well, again, big thanks to the good people at Cable 14, especially Miss Linda Rourke. I know she's listening. Watch for us every single week on Cable 14's Hamilton Life. It's home improvement segments starring me. Just ask Bob. We've done a lot there. We've done home security. We've done copper soldering, drilling through a foundation, painting, drywalling, you name it. The little segments. By the end of next week, I will have all of the segments, 8 in total, on my website. So people will be able to catch them easily. You know, for some reason, depending on where you live, you don't catch Cable 14.
So that's on Cable 14. That's been ongoing. The security one, I know we were pretty jazzed about that last time you were in here. You did an actual home break-in demonstration.
That was a lot of fun.
Did that one, has that already aired?
That one aired Thursday, Friday of last week.
Okay, excellent.
Twice. So, they loved this so much, they ran it 2 days.
Excellent. So we will look forward to seeing that on your website. That
Correct.
Is RRRinc.ca. That's Bobby's website. That's where he'll be posting those and hooking you up. So you can see some of these snapshots of some of the things that he talks about, not only here, but on Cable 14. We're almost out of time. Bob, is there anything else you want to make sure we know about before we let you go this week?
Well, again, for Saturday, I want to see everybody there. Come say hello. It's got nothing to do with the book, something to do with it. But more importantly, say hello, have a coffee, ask me some questions. Chapters Ancaster this Saturday, 1 to 4 p.m. And may all your home improvements be safe. I want you to be happy with the end result, whether you do it yourself, which is the right thing to do, or hire a contractor. It's all about knowledge.
We are 1 month away from spring as of Saturday. So I suppose the next time Bobby joins us in 2 weeks from today, it'll be all about how to stop that water from coming in my basement.
True.
That's the next battleground, isn't it?
Yes.
All right. Just ask Bob. Bobby Asadurian, RRRinc.ca is his website. If you want to send an email, email at RRRinc.ca. If you want to go old school with the phone call, Bob, what's the phone
number? 289-649-0196.
And look for him on Hamilton Life on Cable 14. Bobby Asadurian, Just Ask Bob, back in 14 days. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Hamilton.
Get back out there contracting. Coming up, Dave Shuttleworth is your host next on Hamilton's all-new talk station, Talk 820.